Hello, everyone. This is episode 2 of The Voice of the People. I'm going to do a little bit of an introduction right now. To my right, we have Cole. How are we doing, Cole?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Where are you tonight, Cole? What's going on?
I'm heading to a poker game right now. I left off course a little bit earlier. Heading to Norwood. So that's what I'm doing.
You live a pretty good life, huh, Cole?
I do all right. It's been good.
And then we got Sticky Fingers Nick driving a 1995 Ford Ranger all the way from Dedham right now. Nick, how you doing over there with that old-ass car? Older than Cole.
I almost just crashed trying to join the podcast. But no, I'm doing good.
You're not doing as good as Cole, but you're doing all right, right?
I don't think any of us are doing as good as Cole.
I'm doing good.
Every time you do the intro, you have to double take so you don't say the part-time friends, huh?
I almost do, yeah. I'm still, why do you got to mention them? All right, put it on the board. Every time we mention that other podcast that I was on.
I thought they waved the white flag.
They did wave the white flag today. I got a call. I won't say from who because I don't want to even mention them, but they don't want it to be a pissing contest. She actually said she laughed at my podcast, so I'm pretty appreciated. I didn't laugh at theirs, but I mean, hey, they weren't going for jokes. They were trying to get serious. I spite listened to the episode, and I was disgusted, but it's like having a kid and watching them grow up and then just start doing heroin.
Yeah, that's kind of an extreme measure.
Yeah, that's a serious analogy, but.
But on to bigger and better things. We got three vodkas are better than one. Hey, how about that story when you just said doing better than you? How about your dad on Christmas when he was like, hey, Mike. Who's doing better than you? And he's like, no one. And then he goes, well, actually, I am. And and Finbar is. And Tony is. Well, pretty much everyone.
Yeah, that's his thing. Who's doing better than whenever he gets the pizza, he'll call him up like, this is great. I got a pizza and the TV. He's like, who's doing better than you? And Michael say, no one. Just the usual response. And
I then, can't.
Well,
I can't believe he doesn't better. Say I can't believe he never says thanks when he gets food ordered. Does he ever call Ralph and say thanks?
No. Well, my dad will call him to make sure that he gets it, and then he'll get it. He'll get a thank you every once in a while.
Yeah. Hey, he says thanks, then he forgets to hang the phone up, and he's like that fucking piece of shit. And Ralph hears him.
Did you see? You see that video today that Finbar sent me?
That video was hilarious. And speaking of that video, I'll post it on the Instagram story later. Yeah. It's my dad learning how to showing Finbar how he's going to swim. The doggy it's more like a retarded three legged doggy paddle. I call it.
Yeah, there you go.
I have like a feeling Ralph. I think Ralph's messing with dad, and he keeps telling him that if he finds a ride, how funny would it be if we just Ubered dad down there and just had him dropped off at the end of the driveway?
Dude, hey, Cole, you should be in on this. Me and Nick will pick him up and we'll drop him off down there for a weekend. You will know that you're not going to be there.
Oh, that would be so funny.
All right, so we had some pretty good feedback from episode 1. I thought it went pretty well. It was kind of just us three bullshit. A few people said we need disconnected. We're still here. You guys still there?
No, we're good. We're good, yeah.
Something good. Just popped up, said disconnected. All right, but back to a few people said we need some more females on the show. So we came up with this idea and pretty much made
it. You didn't come up with it. Caitlin came up with it.
Well, I'll give my better half, Lady Ham Hawks, the credit. She came up with the idea. We're going to do The Bachelor starring Nick, I Only Finger Girls, El Chapo Vaca. So he's going to be giving out his rose to these 10 beautiful girls, all ranges, all sizes, all ages. We got a cop. We got a villain. We got normal girls. We got crazy girls. We pretty much the list. It's only been out for a day, and I've already filled this roster of 10 girls. I can't believe 10 girls would even want to be in the same room as Nick, but we'll give them credit.
It's those sheet metal crooked
fingers.
I'm
surprised.
It's those sheet metal crooked fingers. Exactly. They hit the right spots. He's been fingering girls since 1997. So we got 10 girls that are willing to do The Bachelor. So we're gonna tonight, after we do our we chop up this episode, we're gonna do 3 interviews of 3 of these lovely ladies, and those will be released with the episode. We're gonna release their bios on Instagram, and every week we're gonna drop a couple episodes. We're gonna drop a couple interviews, and then the first round we're gonna narrow it down like they do with The Bachelor. Nick's gonna give out his roses, maybe a little finger with the rose, who knows.
So then, the roses are going to be plastic fingers.
Yeah. So then, so at the end, the final girl is going to get this gorgeous fantasy date with Nick. El Chapo is going to be videotaped. Me and Cole are going to be in a booth behind him, videotaping it all. It's gonna be some good content, I think. And that will bring the female listeners back. That's what we need.
The grand finale date's gonna be at the Burger King on Providence Highway in Dedema.
Yeah. I thought we were doing Sonic. Are we doing Sonic or not?
I thought we were gonna spring for Del Frisco's. We gotta get some ad revenue up.
Yeah, I know.
You know where we're going? We're going to Mick Morgan. This episode's been brought to you by Mick Morgan's and Sharon. I haven't got a sponsor yet from Finbar, but I'm hoping. Well, that will be where the date is. We'll get in one of those igloos outside, all romantically. We'll have.
Yeah, perfect.
But speaking of the first episode, I was all happy. We published it that night. I put it up on. I started the Instagram. I started friending people. I friended a guy used to sponsor me. Thought we were friends. He came out of the clouds with the biggest insults that I've gotten in the last few months. He called me a douche nozzle, whatever that is. Insufferable. You guys remember some of the other words?
It was this whole...
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was a whole long sentence.
It was a rant.
Like,
I know that.
Every other paragraph. Word was... Yeah, it was to a dig at you.
I don't even think it was funny.
Tony returns with, like,
Tony...
the most unbelt straight at him, like, in public, exposes his life. The guy was probably crying on his phone, like, how do people know about that?
The thing about this dickhead...
Tony works on the 3-for-1 system, so anytime somebody takes one dig at Tony, he'll Kermit like three things in a row at them.
Like the worst things they've ever done in their life.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. Yeah. Well, this fucking dickhead, we'll call him Donnie McHenry, he was my first sponsor. He helped me put my hand in, he touched my hand to the hand of God, blah, whatever they say in AA, kept me sober. He didn't stay sober, but I mean, that was just on his own accord, but... But so he came at me, and I have this insult. I have this story that I've been sitting on for years, maybe 3 or 4 years. I heard this story, and I've never said it to him. I just kept it, and I had it cocked and loaded. You want to come at the king, you better check behind you before you do that. Is that what they say? I don't know. There's another saying, but it's like, nothing close to that.
You could tell. How ready you had that, because you responded within the first minute.
Yeah.
Like Tony's sitting
was
in his bed
and ready
under the covers, giggling. Like, yes, I can't wait to use this.
So I read the thing and I go, oh yeah.
Why would somebody come at Tony Vaca when there's a story like that about them out there?
And it's been confirmed, non-debatable. We got Jack, who's the one that told me the story, and I was gonna get him on tonight, but conflict of issue, we couldn't get him on. He had to do something. We'll get him on to back me up on this. But this piece of shit wants to come at me when he was down in Texas smoking meth. With people he didn't know. He woke up naked on a fucking couch with a big black guy next to him. And he tells people the story. And I know the story. Yeah, also naked. What do you think happened? You ever wake up naked on a couch, any of you guys, with another guy naked?
I actually haven't. I haven't got around to that part of my life.
Nick?
No, I can't say that. Maybe I haven't.
Well, Nick, you did have a bunk. Nick did have a bunkmate called the Rape Ape one time. Let's talk about him real quick. No, we don't have to. The Rape Ape, remember that guy that was your celly?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So what happened, Donnie? I want you to know. I want you to come on next week and tell us what happened while you were smoking meth with this big black guy. And you want to come at me and call me insufferable. You know what? That story is insufferable, you fucking piece of shit.
What I want to know, did something happen between you? Because he was your sponsor, you guys were friends.
I thought we were friends.
What happened
Nothing happened between then and him coming at you?
People
he
get
was my
jealous.
Sponsor.
People
he,
get
fired,
jealous.
He fired me. He fired me because
I
was
that's
the new...
That's not surprising, but...
What do you mean that's not surprising?
I mean, you've been fired a lot from a bunch of... I think, didn't like 4 other sponsors fire you too?
I didn't even know that. I think were the one who created the whole concept of being able to fire your sponsees, because I've never heard of that.
That's bullshit. I was making fun of people, and he didn't like me making fun of people, so he said, you got to stop ruining lives, blah, blah, blah. I can't work with you anymore. We actually did a wiffle ball tournament together, and by the end of the day, I was pretty much fired because I insulted my whole team that day. We were having fun, and then I became best friends with the team that beat us. There were 2 of them were in my wedding. Steve Curtis was the other one. That creepy kid with the beard, the skinny Steve, who has the shitty fucking Android phone. We hate in the tech group text.
Oh, I can't stand green messages in a group
so
text.
Moving on. So, yeah. Green messages. Hey, so me and Caitlin went to the phone store the other day to get new phones, and the guy's helping us out, and I told her how Caitlin had a one of her best friends had an Android, and she wouldn't text message her because of the green message. So she told she made her actually get an iPhone. And I told this guy, I go, yeah, we don't deal with those peasants. And then, like, 30 minutes later, he whips out his Galaxy 10. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, why didn't you say something? I feel like an asshole now. He's like, nah, it's all right.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, the thing is, those phones are great phones. I'm just missing the iMessage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I used to have the Note. I love the Note, but.
I'm literally a cyborg now. I have an iWatch, I have AirPods, and I have a phone. Dude. I basically have a robot telling me what to do at all times of the day.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some females on here. We're going to have Caitlin's going to come on. She's not feeling good tonight, so she's not going to come on tonight, but she's going to come on next week. She's going to do some of these interviews with me.
She'll make fun of you with me.
We're going to find the best... Yeah, we're going to find the best girl.
People don't realize how much influence Caitlin has on this podcast behind the scenes.
Yeah, a lot of Tony's ideas are probably Caitlin's.
Yeah, she comes up with everything. You're just like a mouthpiece for what she says to do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, except for all the nonsense you say. Anything smart that comes out of your mouth usually comes out of her mouth first.
Tony got so sad. He's like, I don't think so.
Rustling around your car.
I'm almost at your house.
What did you do today, Tony?
Did you bring any food? So today was a tough day.
No,
I was at Harvard. I was bossing around a Russian guy. I taught him how to say, if he dies, he dies. And I showed him the video of Dolph Lundgren saying it in Rocky. So now that every time I see him, he says that to me. I'm like, no, Eugene, he doesn't die. I'm like, come here, grout this room.
So just preface, and, you started and that sentence day we went with... to. This was a tough day. Taught some Russian how to make me laugh.
No, it wasn't too tough.
Tony went and met my ex-drug dealer / barber.
Wow.
That was the motherfucker you got the drugs from?
And got a haircut. No, I'm just kidding. He wasn't.
I was about to go back there and get my tip
back.
But
he is a Dominican.
Why are you talking so fast?
He is a Dominican barber, though.
Nick and his shit phone. Shit service. You're coming in all broken and stupid. You sound stupid and stuttered and broken.
Metro PCS.
Yeah, it's fucking back to the 95 Burner.
I'm using the burner.
Has anybody been more cool? You've been watching the videos of me tucking Nick in at night? Those are pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, what are they on Facebook?
They're getting old.
Yeah.
I hear they're getting old.
The Facebook story?
Yeah, see, I don't. See, no, I actually haven't been watching them. The only people that watch them is 50 and above.
Cool. You haven't really been spreading the word to your college friends either.
Well, we got to get a link to Apple Podcasts because nobody's going to get the Anchor app and shit. Like,
you're right.
Nobody wants to do that. Want to make it as easy as possible. And then I'll flood the streets with the podcast.
Hey, have you seen Littlefoot around the course lately?
No, I haven't at all, actually. I was looking for him today. Usually I see him in the locker room.
If you see him in the locker room next time, you got to go up to him and fucking corner him and say, what the fuck? You got fucking smoke with my cousin?
I would have said something if I saw him today.
Yeah, next time
totally
I'm there, I'm fucking... I'm taking his sneakers and I'm giving them to my newborn baby.
No beef. I got no beef with him, but I mean... I'm sure, you know.
No, you have fallout beef because he has beef with me, so you have beef with him.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
I'm taking his sneakers and I'm giving them to my newborn baby next week when he's born.
So that show, Euphoria, is so good, dude.
Oh, I love that show.
I watched
Nick
all
doesn't
five
know about
episodes.
It. Still...
I haven't started
you gotta
yet.
Watch it.
I'm watching Stranger Things with Sean.
I'm bouncing between. I'm on season
Stranger
three
things.
Of Stranger Things.
That's the worst
things.
Show on TV, you buffoons.
Yeah,
I actually like it.
You
got to
get
through
the
first
couple
episodes.
I agree with Nick on that. I'm all the way into season three, and it's a decent show.
Yeah, Tony's just a hater.
Yeah, once Tony can't get into a show after the first episode, he hates it.
He's like a child, you know what I mean? If it doesn't catch his attention in the first, like, 30 seconds, he's done with it.
Exactly. Yeah, but that Euphoria show, I binged all five episodes yesterday. Like, I just, like... hurtled into a dark corner and watched it all day. It was
so weird and awesome.
So weird.
So we're not going to talk. So the white flag was waved between my former podcast and us today. We haven't talked. We talked about that before when we got broken up, so we didn't get to bring that up now. There'll be no side jokes on them. They could call me today and say, what is this, a pitching match, blah, blah, blah. We against each other. We didn't kick you off, blah, blah, blah. So I won't mention them anymore. She said she listened to the podcast. She laughed. So I listened to them. Laugh, but that was just because it was more serious. I don't know. Good luck to them, but really no luck to them. What do you guys think?
You're such a child.
Yeah, you are.
She reaches out and apologizes, and then the only way you can talk about it is in this new voice, like talking down on them. Yeah. Best of luck to them.
I actually talked to her last night, and Tony like flipped out and was like trying to get me to delete her, delete everybody, never talk to them, blacklist them, this and that. Like, she was like, she was actually saying she wanted no smoke, and Tony was like, fuck her.
Yeah.
Shut up. Tony, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Tony also threatened another girl last night. Tony threatened another girl who we won't mention last night. And I think he said something along the lines of, don't make me mad or I'll ruin your life.
Oh, this is one of Nick's Bukkake girls. She's going to be a contestant. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if I even want to fucking interview her. God. She's just fucking, she just makes me, my skin crawl and my fucking stomach boil.
Oh, wow.
The things this girl does. She's just repulsive. And then she's haunting me today.
Stop it.
What do you mean, stop it? You're the one that's telling me all the stuff that she does.
No, I don't.
Well, maybe you don't, but whatever. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've been trying to go on Apple and write bad reviews about the podcast, but they don't get posted. I don't know what happened. I've done it like 5 times, and it hasn't got posted once. I'm pissed.
You were the most petty person I've ever seen.
Yeah,
in my life.
Like,
yeah, I went and looked. I noticed my nephew.
I'm starting to connect some dots here, and I'm thinking that the reason your sponsors are firing you is because you refuse steps with them.
I've gone through the steps a couple times. Ask Nick if he's.
Did you really? Did you really? Nick's got what, 7 days? I didn't expect him to be through the steps yet.
Yeah, like seven minutes.
Like 7 years, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, I've gone through them a couple times.
All right, well, we'll go through them again. Seventh year. Yeah, yeah.
So, any ladies that want to hear this, there might be a few more spots open for a date with El Chapo.
Do we know who's coming on tonight?
I don't know exactly.
You're interviewing?
I'm not going to name them yet, just in case they flake. But go on the Instagram. What did you say?
You got any of the girls from high school?
No, the youngest is like 22. The oldest is 40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, and the 40-year-old, what does she have, a 17-year-old rapper, Nick?
I think he's might be older than that, but yeah, he raps. No, I'm here.
All right. So, Cole, you still there?
Can you not hear me?
I'm here. What's going on?
Okay. All right. I just trying to reconnect. It's like messing us up. I think we're going to have to.
What's up? What's going on?
All the interviews in. So, next time we talk to you will be episode 3. We're going to have Caitlin on for that episode. We're going to have some more of the interviews for The Bachelor. Follow us on Instagram at The Voice of the People. And next week we should be on Apple by then. Cole, you got anything you want to say before you go in? Good luck on your cards tonight. But, I mean, you don't really need it. You got a fucking horseshoe up your ass at all times.
No. See, there's not a lot of luck involved. There's little luck, skill. The shitty gambling that you do, that's where the luck comes in. And you've got none of it. So I never really connected the dots as to why you're so into it. Because you got pretty shit luck. And that doesn't work well with gambling. But, you got lucky enough
dad,
now to find. You got lucky enough to find Caitlin. So you used up all the luck. Because, that'll be a good episode to get into the pre-Caitlin Tony.
We didn't get the whole, we missed the whole beginning about us talking about my dad and the steak and cheese and not saying thank you. We forgot to rerun that. Oh.
you're hey, like... doing...
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, so you are here right now as Notorious Bad Girl, known villain,
oh my God.
/ Kathleen Kelsey.
Oh my God, I'm already laughing.
So you're the first contestant on this year's 2019 Bachelor, where you could have a chance to win a date with El Chapo, Nikki Fingers. How exciting does that seem?
I'm fucking pumped.
Oh, I love it. Kat, so you're going to probably be the villain of this year's show. How do you feel?
Oh, always, hey, I'm always am.
You always are. That's true.
Are you gonna scribble out my face in this one?
I had to. All right, so we'll talk about that real quick.
Okay.
It was three of us. We were in the podcast. You were there. I had to scribble your face. That was the best picture that we had of all three of us.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
All right.
I'm used to it.
All right. So it's some of the questions I have.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Some of the questions we have here. So your chance right now is to date Nikki Fingers. You know why they call him Fingers?
Oh, why?
Because in high school, he only fingered girls. He never fucked them.
Oh, my God.
Pretty random that he would do that, but. First question, I'll get right into it. Have you ever been fingered before and not had sex right afterwards?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, nobody would, right? That's just a weird thing to do. Like, hey, how you doing? Let me just.
I would definitely like believe.
Yeah,
all right. I'd go.
Another question I have for you. So, what do you think your theme song would be?
Drop That Kitty Down Low.
Oh.
Hey, I already knew that because I ever said if I ever played baseball, if I walked out on the field, it would be that song.
So, want to hear a funny story about that song? We had them play that at my wedding because my wife's mother, her nickname is Kitty. So, we had them play that song for her at the wedding, and we all went nuts on the dance floor. It was pretty fun.
Oh, my God.
So, what are some of the nicknames you've had?
Oh, God. Good ones and bad ones.
Both. That would be good. Let's hear them both.
I mean, like, Cat, obviously. Cat Kells. Vicious Whore. You go down the list. You name it. I've been called it.
I've heard Cat the Vacuum Cleaner before. I don't know. Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah. I actually. Oh, my God. I actually have.
Oh, man. We're moving right along. All right. So if you, this is a good one.
I'm ready for it.
All right. How about, so when Tony starts to get jealous all the time that you're spending with Nick and flips out on you, how will you react to that?
Nick, your brother, Nick?
Yeah. So when I get jealous of all the time that you're spending with Nick and flips out, how are you going to react to me?
Oh, take him.
All right. So what about if Nick goes MIA because he's known to do that before? What are you going to do? How would you track him?
Hey, story of my life. All right. Do you want to know what hacking skills?
Yes.
I'm going to blow my shit up right now. Oh God. Okay. So I have like this weird skill set where I can break into people's iPhone accounts and I can track their phones. So I just have everybody's location.
That's pretty good. So you know where everybody is.
All the time.
That's really good. So in the past, have you had to deal with any neurotic, overbearing older sisters, aka my sister Shannon?
I've not dealt with your sister Shannon before.
No, not her.
I've actually have gotten my head punched in by a couple of sisters before.
Well, really?
Really, yeah. Back in the day, buffet.
Oh, God. All right.
That was a Method High special.
That's so. Where are you from, Medford?
I'm from Medford. Yeah.
Are you really Kim's granddaughter, or is that just a rumor?
No, I am her granddaughter.
Oh, all right, cool. I thought about that.
I love her very much.
All right, so if you
she
and
actually
Nick...
went to high school. Wait, about her. Yeah. She went to high school with my aunt and my mother. Yeah, so she's like friends with them. Yeah, I love her. But
so
I know.
So if you and Nick hit it off, how long would you wait before you deleted Tinder?
God, a while.
You gotta keep them options open, right?
I keep downloading it regardless of my situation, just to see what's out there. Just because I'm on a diet doesn't mean I can't look at the menu.
Oh wow, Kat Kelsey, the villain! I love it.
Here I am.
This one came in from some of the listeners. Are you on the methadone clinic?
I'm unfortunately not.
Okay, so no free methadone for Donna. That's my mother. All right. So let me see. Yeah. Where is the most dangerous place you've had sex?
I lost my virginity at The Rock in Method in a threesome. And it was like on a cliff. So I feel like that would probably be the most dangerous place I've ever had sex. Wow, it was on a cliff.
You're the bad girl. The bad girl this real season is Kat.
I'm being very honest right now. So this is going to fucking come back to haunt me at some point in my life.
I already think you're going to definitely make it to this first round. This is just a formality. Let's see here.
Okay.
Do you work right now?
I do.
All right. You slang cold ones, right?
I do.
Bartender?
Hey, at Coogan's. Shout out. Come visit.
Shout out Coogan's. I worked there before. I worked as a doorman there.
You're not black, though.
I know. I was down with the crew. We used to do food at the end of the night. They still do food at the end of the night? Like the $5 pizzas or whatever?
Mm-hmm. No. But they used to. I used to go in there after work at Sissy's and get a pizza.
Yeah. I worked. That's the Glynn Hospitality Group, is correct?
It is.
Yep.
It is.
I worked for those guys. Clary's, Brownstone. Yeah. Very, very nice establishments. That's where I met my wife, actually. The first night we went out was at Clary's.
Oh, really?
This was a question. I don't know if I should even ask this one, but you know what? I don't care. Why did your last relationship end?
Oh, God. Because he was a fucking vicious junkie loser and just wouldn't stop fucking getting high.
What about his height? Did that have anything to do with it? Did it have anything to do with you had to look down on him?
He actually did get a Snapchat sent to his phone of me singing Post Malone. And when it said, I'm not something or whatever, I was like, she told me I'm not tall enough. And he actually received it. And I packed up my shit before he got out of work and kind of
nice.
Got out.
Clean break. Clean break or no?
He actually asked me to go see The Lion King with him today, and I said, "Be like Mufasa."
Oh man, this is good. How long have we been going for? 7 minutes.
Oh God, I'm definitely getting texted.
It's not gonna. It will be out by tonight. So. Just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you expect and if you think you're going to get a rose.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm very honest. Brutally honest. I don't mind. Yeah. I'm a good time. I'd like to say.
What do you think about Nick? He's a tall, tall, nice little tree stump there.
Yeah. God. So
if it comes down to you in the final three, are you guys going to go into the fantasy suites? All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put that down.
Yeah, Send me right in.
Have you watched The Bachelor? Oh, you don't?
No. I fucking hate corny shit like that.
I'll edit that part out.
Like,
come on. All right. So okay. I think I have enough from you for the first round. I'll post your picture tonight with the bio. And you're going to be dubbed the villain this season. And then we're also going to have you back on the podcast to discuss some other things that are going on with you right now. Maybe episode 4. So so this is everyone. This is Kat, and she wants to take a bite out of fingers. All right, Kat, I'll talk to you. Thanks for answering the questions.
All right. No, of course. All right. I love it.
Bye.
Okay.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Welcome to The Bachelor. ...2019 Bachelor. So, Sarah, she's a bit of a sneaker junkie. She has very nice skin, a nice body, and a pretty smile. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Tony. How are you tonight?
Hold on a sec. You know what? My Wi-Fi is not connected. I'm not doing that great. Hold on. Let me get my Bluetooth on here. Here we go. Can you hear me a little better now?
I can hear you, buddy.
All right. So moving right along. So we're going to ask you a series of questions. You're in a bachelor contest to date my brother, El Chapo, to eat the finest meal with one of the less finest persons around. But all right, here we go. The first question I'm going to ask you is, all right, when Tony starts to get jealous, me, of all the time you're spending with Nick and flips out, how will you react?
I'll embrace his jealousy and share him with you.
Oh, wow. You're a winner. Hold on. I'm putting a check next to your name. I'm going to... this is a good one that actually came straight from Nick. Some of these questions came from Nick. Would Chapo be more or less appealing if you found out he had a mayhem charge on his record?
At this stage of my life, less appealing.
Wow, you're changing, huh?
That's what it's all about, right, buddy?
Yep. All right, less appealing. Well, he doesn't have one, so we're good on that. He does have a pretty thick record, but we'll get into that later on in a few later rounds. All right. So what are some of the nicknames that you've had?
Not too many. Just really shortened abbreviation of like SA. And then the silly relationship nicknames.
Let's hear them. The fans want to know.
Just babe, you know what I mean? Just simple little things.
I have a nickname for you that me and Nick have been using when we speak about you.
Oh, yeah? May I? Is this appropriate for the podcast?
Yeah, it's just Sober Sarah.
Well, I'm sure I've been called worse, so.
All right. Let me see here. What three things would you never leave the house without?
My cell phone.
Yep.
My brother's ashes.
That's a good one.
And my wallet.
There you go. Ready for the day. And do you think you'd get in a car accident when you left the house? Because you're known to get into those.
It depends if I'm driving in Quincy and there's a bunch of Asians.
Oh. Aren't you Asian? Oh, you're allowed to say that if you're Asian. I get it.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that.
All right, I just
want
a disclaimer on that for all my Asian fans out there. You're having a pretty rough 6 months, somebody would say, huh?
I would say.
So this is the one that Nick actually came. If you and Nick were away together and he broke his leg, would you stay side by side with him or leave him in the weeks following?
I would stay side by side because I'm sure I know how that feels.
You're actually just healing up from a broken leg, aren't you? Broken leg, broken heart, everything.
Still not even healed.
If you and Nick hit it off, how long would you wait before you deleted Tinder?
I've never had Tinder.
You've been on Plenty of Fish since the 90s.
Never, buddy. Never. Really? Yes, that's on my brother.
You have a different pair of shoes for every outfit you own.
Just
wow,
about.
I love that. And one question that one of the fans wrote in, how long did it take you to get those pink shorts off you had on a few weeks ago?
Not long at all. They weren't painted
on.
I promise.
I don't think you could breathe in those, but what do I know? All right. This is one. This is one of the fan favorites. Are you on methadone?
No, I am not.
Oh, so my mother cannot befriend you and get some of your stash?
Absolutely not. No stash over here.
All right.
I never got take-homes anyways.
She hasn't either. what kind of things do you like to do for fun? Is a pretty basic question.
Well, right now I'm really limited to spending my money recklessly on sneakers since I have a broken leg. But I typically like skiing, but not so much anymore. But I do like going to like New Hampshire, going camping, going to the lake. I can be very outdoorsy.
Here's a good one. Why did your last relationship end?
We don't have enough time in the day, but let's just say it was toxic.
Is that a clean break or it's still a little strange?
I would go ahead and say no, we share a dog, so
that's tough.
A little tough co-parenting a dog.
So what would you, if you had a theme song, what would it be?
I'd say Be Careful by Cardi B.
Ooh. You want to rap a little bit of it, or you want us to the listeners just to look
Absolutely
it up?
Absolutely not. All right.
All right.
No. I'm not all those girls on Snapchat.
All right. So if you made it down to the final three, do you watch The Bachelor?
I do not.
All right. Well, there's a thing called the Fantasy Suites, and that's where they spend the night together in. The final three usually do that. Would you be opposed to spending the night in the Fantasy Suites with Nikki Fingers?
I don't know. That's a little early to be spending the night
together.
That's
a good answer. That's a good answer. You got to see how it goes. I respect your answer. What's one of the things you hate about my brother Nick?
Him not sticking up for himself to you.
Man, you almost killed me on the beach that night. The venom in your eyes. The phone call I received. My phone was melting.
I care about both of you.
All right. You need to cancel your weekend plans because of rain. So now what do you do instead?
Nap and Netflix.
There we go. Steve Curtis loves that. let me think. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
No. All right, that's a good one. And Nick's coming up with another question, I think. He just came running upstairs. What's this? All right, would it be a turn on or a turn off if Nick had a better sneaker collection than you?
Turn on.
Ooh, all right. I might let Nick borrow my Yeezy boots for the date for you guys.
I hate those things. Those things are hideous.
Have you ever had, last question I'll ask, have you ever had to deal with an overbearing, neurotic, crazy older sister?
No, I had five brothers.
Oh, so you're in store for a kick if you meet my sister Shannon. But so that was a great first round, Sarah. Thank you for coming out. I'm Chris Hansen, and it was very nice to interview, and good luck moving forward, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Good night, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're here with our third contestant of the night, Lisa. Lisa, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what you're on right now. I'm Chris Hansen, and you're on The Bachelor 2019 edition to win a date with my brother El Chapo.
Okay.
You're interested in El Chapo, right? He's a smooth looking dude, isn't he?
Yes. Well, he's Italian like me, right?
Yep. And he has looks like his brother.
And he's funny, right?
He's funny. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So here's some of the basic questions we're gonna ask you. If you, hold on, let me see here, I gotta get to the list. Okay, what would your theme song be?
A theme song?
Yeah, if you had a theme song to describe you, what would it be?
I'm trying to think. I don't know, because I love all sorts of music, so... I gotta say, I don't know.
We'll come back to you on that one. We'll come back to you on that one.
Yeah, because, like, I have so many. I don't know.
All right. I was thinking, Who Let the Dogs Out? Was that a good one?
Hell no.
I'm just kidding. All right.
No, like, I like anything from, like, rock, country.
I like everything, too.
A theme song. Like, you gotta think, like, does it have to do with love or does it have to do with something fun?
That's what you want. That's the question. Let's see. We'll go to the next one. We'll move along. If it comes to you while we're talking, you can. If you and my brother hit it off, how long would you wait until you deleted Bumble?
I would delete it. Why would I need it if I like somebody?
Right away, you wouldn't keep it in the back burner just in case you got sick of looking at his face.
No, I'm not rude like that.
Oh, so you're a good one. You're a good one here. All right. So, let me think here. What's his other good questions? Are you on the methadone clinic?
Hell no. I've never touched a drug in my life.
Oh, you'd be perfect.
I'm a nurse.
Yeah. So you administer drugs. You don't take them.
All right.
Yeah, I take care of that.
All right. So let me think here. So yeah, I was going to ask, do you work? But you just answered that question. Let me see here. What are some of the nicknames you've had?
What are some of my nicknames?
Yeah.
I've been called Lisa Marie, my middle name, Angel Eyes. That's about it. Lee. I don't know.
Lisa MILF? All right, moving along here. Where's your perfect first date spot?
I love sports and I love music, like a concert or like you know, Patriots team or a Red Sox team or a concert, any type of concert, walk on the beach, a nice dinner.
That's pretty nice. Sounds like a nice time. So if my brother went MIA and you guys were dating, what would you do?
What do you mean went MIA?
Like went missing. He tends to go missing once in a while. Like how would you be able to find him or what would you do?
You said somebody went MIA. I'm sorry. These people were talking.
All right. Say if you were dating my brother and he went missing, how would you find him?
Contact you.
All right. That's a good one.
I'll be like, what the hell is up with your brother?
Where's your piece of shit, brother? all right. So how about this one? This is a good one we've asked everybody. So when Tony starts to get jealous, me, of all the time you're spending with his brother, Nick, and flips out on you, how will you react to him?
You'd be jealous of the fact that I'm hanging out with your brother?
Yeah, I would. You can't take him away from me all the time. How would you handle that when I flipped out on you? Because I've known.
When we all hang out, you could just all hang out. And
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Out together.
All right, that's a good way to do it. In the past relationships, have you had to deal with any neurotic, overbearing older sisters, a.k.a. my sister Shannon? How would you deal with her?
No, I've never had a deal with a overbearing sister. My sister's overbearing. She calls me too much sometimes, and it aggravates everybody. sisters do.
If my mother asked you to pick her up cat litter, would you do it?
Of course. I have two cats.
Oh, you like you're a cat person, huh? All right.
I like all animals.
All right. Let me see here. So, if you guys were hitting it off and you made it to the final week of the last three contestants, would you go into the fantasy suites with my brother?
I'm going to freaking kill you on this one.
it's a good question.
Oh my God.
Do you watch the show? They go into
I wouldn't sleep with somebody if I just met them.
Well, you guys would be dating for a while, like in the house, and then you would go, and you watch The Bachelor, they go to the fantasy suites, the last three.
So they actually have a fantasy suite, yeah.
So pretend like you're on The Bachelor, would you go in the fantasy suites with Nick?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to do anything. Probably have a potty in there with them or something.
You sleep with a pillow in between you, maybe?
What?
Would you put a pillow in between you guys if you slept together?
Oh,
All right. Let's see. What else do we got here? I just want to see how long we've been going. We've been keeping them around 9 minutes, so you got a couple more minutes. What are some things that you want to tell Nick about yourself that he maybe didn't find out by creeping on your Facebook page a little while ago?
It's nothing. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
I'm a Trump supporter.
I told him. Me and my wife.
I'm very involved. I'm very outgoing. I'm a homebody sometimes, and I'm always with my son because he does a lot of music. So he's in the music business, and he's going places. So I'm always with him.
Why don't you give him a shout out? You're on the air right now.
What?
Why don't you, my son? Yeah,
why don't you
promote him real quick? You got a couple seconds. You got the audience.
Okay, you guys are interested? He's on all platforms: Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, Legacy 508, representing Brockton area. 508, all one word.
There you go.
Small Italian kid, and he's better than the shit that's on the radio.
All right. So, would you bring Nick to one of his shows and make out with him during the slow song?
God, I've never done that to a slow song. That cheesy freaking, no. Only you would say something like that.
Do you want to know why he got the nickname Nicky Fingers?
No, I don't even want to go there.
All right, maybe we'll save that for rounds.
Does he lick his fingers when he eats? I don't know.
No, he got it in high school because there was a few girls in a row that every time I said, "Oh, what'd you do, Nick? Did you bang her?" And he said, "No, I fingered her." So we called him Nicky Fingers because he only fingered girls. He never had sex with them. This was in high school. He might have grew up. I don't know. Don't talk about that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
All right. He does have nice fingers, though. He's got the crooked sheet metal fingers. He's a hard worker, that Nick.
Okay.
So that's about it.
FBI.
Now we're gonna listen to these interviews, and then we'll get back to you and let you know how you did.
FBI, open up.
Thanks for coming on, Lisa.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
You're funny.
All right, I'll talk to you. Thanks. Bye.